Hey, 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 beautiful. Welcome back. This is day 18 of the Slay Challenge. And man, I think we're on a roll here this week. So let's keep it moving. Remember yesterday when we said if you want something different, it's not just a matter of wanting that something different. It's a matter of feeling good about that something different and intending to receive that something different. Okay? Now, in addition to being a matter of intentionality, it is also a matter of the frequency by which you vibrate on at the time you place your desired request to the universe. All right, just go with me here. So, we've already established that the way you feel in the moment matters. So I want you to take a minute to think back. Has there ever been a time that you wanted something? Has there ever been a time that you wanted something so desperately that it came to you in a matter of days or even moments, and it sort of wowed you, like, wait, wow, I just thought about that, and here it is. And when you look back at that moment, can you see that you actually had some sort of knowingness, just the knowing that it was coming, that it was yours, no matter what, you just kind of knew? That is intention. Now, on the flip side of that, have you ever wanted something so desperately that you felt despair around it? You felt desperate in the wanting of it. You felt fearful or doubtful. And it may have even come with more havoc, headache, heartache, and stress. That too was intentional. So the message is this: as you make it your mission to position yourself to bring your vision to fruition, you have to keep this concept in mind. Whatever you say, think, and feel about is true for you. So whatever you say, think, feel about something, then that is going to be true for you. It has to be. That's the way the universe works. Like attracts like. Okay, so if you feel fucked up about a situation, it's probably going to be fucked up. If you feel great about a situation, it's probably going to be great. But you and your perception of what's going on, man, perception is a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother challenge. We ain't even going down that road. But how you perceive a thing matters. Okay. Let's get to your quote of the day. Your quote of the day is by Rosa Parks. When one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Affirmation. Fear has no say in how I decide to live out my truth. Task. I'm calling this task 5 for 5. 5 topics for 5 minutes each. Grab your phone, a clock, a watch, whatever has a timer on it, and let's go. Number 1. For 5 minutes, close your eyes, sit quietly, and clear the mind. Focus only on your breathing. Number 2. For 5 minutes, think about all of the underlying fears that you might have. You're just thinking about them. 5 minutes. Number 3. For 5 minutes, write down all of the things that came up as you were thinking about what you were fearful about. Number 4. After writing down those fears, for the next 5 minutes, rewrite them in accordance to your truth. if you feel like you get stuck here, or if the words that you start to write as your truth, then go back to that thought. You are the truth of the divine spirit that lives in you and nothing less. The fifth and final, for 5 minutes, you got it. You got to get in the mirror. You got to do some mirror work. Take 5 minutes to read your rewritten statements in the mirror aloud. Look into your eyes and speak your truth. That's day 18, goddess. Woo! Talk about making some progress. We've done a lot of stuff in just 18 days. 10 more from here. All right, so that's it. That's all. Have a phenomenal day. Go out and make it beautiful for yourself and someone else. And I will see you back here tomorrow. Much love. Mwah.